Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to the Fitness for Humans podcast. Just a heads up here, guys. There is a little bit of an issue going on with Spotify, and they're switching platforms as far as being able to record. And as of the moment, I don't have anything compatible with the new software that they are using. So this may be my last episode. I'm not sure. Hopefully not. But just in case it is, I wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up on that. You know, this episode's, if this is my last episode, one thing I wanted to make sure that I touched home on here, guys, and this is something that seems to be a big issue for a lot of people, and I want to make sure that you understand this fully, is understanding the sacrifice that needs to be made with self-improvement, okay? Understanding what sacrifice means and the things you're going to feel and go through when you make sacrifices to pertain to all three important phases of your self-improvement, okay? So when it comes to our physical health, the three main things that we harp on are exercise, nutrition, and rest, okay? And one of the things that, you know, I've put together for people as, you know, as I'm getting started here with my nutrition certifications is making sure that people understand what their caloric intake needs to be in order to maintain a deficit. And a lot of people, you know, look at the number and say, okay, you know, I can make that work. But then once they dive into it, they don't understand fully what the sacrifices they've got to make that work. And unfortunately, you know, there's gonna be times where you want something and you can't have it. It's just as simple as that. Now, any good diet should be put together with some margin for error, or some cheat meals, or you know, to allow you to have some of the things that you still enjoy. Because I believe that being able to do that is very important when it comes to sticking to a diet. Because you're not going to adhere to the diet if you're just miserable with it all the time. And we all have very challenging moments emotionally, and some of us like to turn to food when we're feeling a certain way. And you know, if there's no wiggle room in our diet, then, you know, it's time to go back to the drawing board and try to drop something else, because the diet has got to have some wiggle room for the things that you enjoy. Not all the time. Like I said, it's understanding the sacrifice. There are times you're going to want something and you're not going to be able to have it. You know, a lot of times for us, it's sugar. Sugar is the biggest, most addictive thing that we have in our foods. And here in the Western diet, we seem to put that in everything. And that's something that, you know, we're going to have to try to make sure that we keep a clear focus on when we're approaching a new dietary lifestyle. Because, you know, like I said, you know, making room for margin for error is good, but most of the time you're going to have to be very strict with yourself, and you're going to have to keep a focus on the goal as far as, you know, what's the reason that I'm doing this? Why am I pursuing, you know, a change like this if I'm feeling like this? And a lot of times when you keep your mind on that goal, it makes it a little bit easier to overcome the struggle that you're going with as far as making the sacrifice. Dietary is the hardest struggle, at least for me and a lot of people that I've spoken with. That is the hardest thing to overcome out of the three important phases of physical improvement. Okay, now the second thing we always talk about is the importance of our exercise. And you know, one thing that, you know, it is really hard to do, like, we can't just all of a sudden wake up one day and be disciplined, okay? This is something that we're going to have to develop over time if we're going to have any success with a exercise program or a new exercise routine. And the most important thing is to make sure that we find ways to focus on the habits themselves that we have, changing habits that, you know, have gotten us into the position that we're in the first place. You know, a lot of times when we, you know, we have this habit of, we get up at, you know, 6 or 7, whatever time it is that we wake up, and then we go to our work, and then we have things that we do in the evening, and then before we know it, we just didn't get to the gym, or we didn't, you know, make time to go for a walk, or, you know, do whatever it is that, you know, you're doing that's pertaining to your goal from a physical standpoint. And making the conscientious effort to implement time to incorporate things into your routine is going to be very beneficial for you. I myself have found the most beneficial thing to make sure that I guarantee that I get a workout in is go to bed earlier and then wake up earlier. So I typically start work between 6 and 6:30, sometimes closer to 6:30. And I would get myself up at about 4:30 in the morning to make sure that I got my workout in before I went to work. And the reason that I did that is because there's no excuse at that point. 4:30 in the morning, I'm up. It's, you know, the workout is done. And then that way, if I have other things that I have to try to do throughout the day, you know, as far as, you know, getting my kids to things that they have, you know, taking care of something for my spouse, doing something with work, maybe I get stuck work late one day, you know, any kind of thing that seems to kind of arise, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, things don't always go as planned for you. And if you prioritize the workout first thing in the morning, that's going to be something that gets your body, it already starts you off with a sense of accomplishment, because you've gotten your workout done first thing, and now the rest of the day is yours. okay? So if anything happens, it doesn't affect your routine because your routine is getting up in the morning and working out. Now, I know it's not that easy for a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, aren't able to get to bed early enough so that they can still get their rest and get up before, you know, work or before they start their day to get a routine in. So obviously, you know, something's got to change in the evening. If you're somebody who is spending a lot of time on social media, on your phone, scrolling through your phone, which we all have, average screen times over 2 hours a day, don't deny it, guys. We know it's true. You know, obviously that's something that, you know, we have to kind of make a mental focus on as far as, okay, instead of coming home and putting our feet up because I had a long day at work and, you know, it basically that's justifying a poor behavior. What we have to do is make sure that we still stay focused. Okay, I still have things to do. My day is not over yet. You know, I'm going to, you know, do whatever it is I've got to do that's important for making sure my house functions and then getting to what I've got to do. Because if you're not going to bed early anyway, you might as well get that workout in late. I know it's recommended that you don't get a workout in any later than 4 hours before you're going to go to bed. But getting a workout in right before you go to bed is better than getting in no workout at all, okay? So make sure you find a way to prioritize that, because that is the number one thing. There's nobody I know who is busier than me, yet somehow, some way, people always use the excuse that they don't have time. And it really comes down to priorities not being straight, okay? So understanding that sometimes, you know, there's a show on Netflix that I like to binge watch. Well, unfortunately, maybe you might catch an episode or two or maybe none, you know, because you got to make time for something that's a little bit more important, okay? If you're really focused and serious about self-improvement, that's something that should be the focus, is, you know, making sure you reprioritize that time so that time isn't really an excuse, because I mean, I can honestly tell you it's not, okay? And as pertaining to rest, same thing. The hardest thing is to make sure that you are strict with your time as far as when you rest, okay? Now, this just doesn't just apply to people that are getting started with their journey either. A lot of times, people that get into the routine, they don't feel like they should take a rest day or they can take a rest day. Like, oh man, you know, I had a little bit extra, you know, toppings on my pizza, or I had a little bit extra, you know, Parmesan cheese on my pasta, you know, for my cheat meal. And so I've got to make sure that I hit the gym today, because even though it's supposed to be a scheduled off day, I have these extra calories. Guys, no. Rest is very important from your workout. Taking rest days, you know, anywhere from one to four rest days a week is going to be very beneficial for you from that. But then also, just from a sleep standpoint, okay, if you're somebody who likes to stay up because it's your time, you know, say, you know, you have, you know, maybe you have kids and they get to bed and then you have a chance to just finally unwind and, you know, maybe put your feet up, you know, scroll your phone, look on, watch something on television. Unfortunately, forcing ourselves to out of that habit as well is going to be very beneficial for us as far as making sure we're getting the right amount of sleep, because sleep is going to be so important for everything. Because if you wake up unrested, you know, you're not able to perform your workouts properly or at all, and a lot of times you're feeling groggy and you have some brain fog and you're not thinking clearly, so it's hard to stay focused on your goals, and that's where you'll start cheating on your diets more often, okay? So a lot of things revolve so much around sleep. And if you've gotten in a good workout, getting the right proper amount of sleep is going to be something that ensures that you recover from your workout, okay? Because the recovery is really where the improvements are made in your, if you're looking to build on muscle, breaking down muscle happens during the workout, but building the muscle happens when you eat and when you sleep. So make sure that proper rest is achieved if that's something that's part of your goal. But it doesn't just apply to your physique. It really applies to your mental well-being and your ability to perform tests and stay focused on goals from a mental standpoint when you've gotten your right amount of rest. So basically, what are we getting at here, guys? The important thing is to understand that, you know, when we make changes, we need to be serious about the changes that we make. We have to understand that it's going to be difficult. If it was easy, everybody would be able to do it and we'd all be jacked. But unfortunately, it is a very difficult thing. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take some focus. And it's going to be understanding that there are going to be times where, especially early on, until you get used to it and you get into a routine and develop new habits, that you're going to be unhappy. Okay, nothing great comes without sacrifice, and if you do something that you want to pursue hard enough, there will be times where you question, like, man, do I really want this? Is it really worth doing this? And the answer is definitely yes. Okay, the fact that we ask ourselves that, you know, in order to find justification for poor behaviors is something that, is baffling to me, because we all go through this for a reason. Every single person that has gone through a self-improvement journey has made some sort of sacrifice or had some sort of struggle as far as getting through it. And a lot of people, it doesn't even end. I mean, I understand that, like for me, I still have a hard time from the nutrition standpoint. There are so many things that I love that are just terrible for me. You know, I've mentioned before in past episodes how, you know, breakfast cereal is my Achilles heel. You know, that's one of the things that I eat it as a dessert, and I only try to limit it to once or twice a week because I know that it's not really a beneficial thing to have included in my diet, but it's something that I've just always grew up with and has always enjoyed my entire life, and I have a hard time eliminating entirely. So I found a healthy way to manage it and keep a good relationship with food, because one thing that, you know, is important with food is you don't want to, you know, deprive yourself of things. Like I said, you know, we live in a great country with a lot of things available to us. Most of us do anyway. And you know, why deprive ourselves entirely of that? But understanding that, you know, there's got to be some give and take with a lot of things pertaining to our diet. One thing that I always tell clients that are starting out is that, you know, the first 3 days when it comes to diet are really the hardest parts of coming through things. Once you've gotten through everything for 3 days and you've been strict with yourself and you've, you know, let go of some things for at least for 3 days, it does start to get a little bit easier. Now, that's not to say you're not going to have relapses and you're not going to still have struggles, but the first 3 days always seem to be the hardest. As long as you don't fall too far off track when you do, you know, have some sort of cheat meals or incorporate some, you know, unhealthy things, you'll be able to stay on track. It's where we start to get a little carried away with certain things that, you know, we have problems. A lot of times I've seen this too, where people have justifications for things where they've gone 2 weeks and they've lost 10 pounds. You know, in the first 2 weeks, like, oh, okay, I've lost 10 pounds. I can eat this whole pizza. I deserve it. Well, unfortunately, like I said, it's a slippery slope. You know, that's how, you know, people get off track and that's how things start to go the wrong way. And then people get discouraged. And before you know it, they're back in their old ways. So making sure that, staying focused and understanding the moderation of things is going to go a long way with you as far as being able to adhere to certain sacrifices that we have to make. So let's recap the episode, guys. The thing we're harping on is understanding the sacrifices that we make when it comes to our food, our, you know, nutritional goals, our exercise goals, and our rest goals, okay? And what does that mean to understand it? Basically, you know, to know that there's going to be struggles and, you know, try to keep your focus on things. That's really the gist of the episode, is to make sure that you understand the sacrifices and you push through, okay? Because, like I said before, if it was easy, everybody would be able to do it, okay? You're special, you're pursuing something, and that is enough. That's enough to start, okay? And that's enough to keep you on track, so always remember that. Voting for the Mr. Health and Fitness starts tomorrow, May 6th, and I am one of the contestants for that, so check out my link on Instagram or on Facebook if would be looking to support me in that. I would greatly appreciate it. If this is my last episode, I want to say thank you to everybody who has been along for the journey, and I appreciate every single one of you, and I've appreciated the time that I'm able to be on here. If this is not my last episode, then I'll see you again in a future episode, but until then, so long.